Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hello and welcome to Coping in Copenhagen. My name is Owen.
That's not the voice.
What?
That was so good. I loved it. I loved the voice. I was like, I was...
Really?
I mean, I couldn't believe it. You're right. Like, I absolutely was shocked.
Am I saying...
Just smooth.
Which voice am I doing? Am I doing the big voice or the new voice?
No. Oh, keep going now. I think that the audience deserves to know what you're capable of, frankly.
Welcome to Coping in Copenhagen. My name is Owen. I'm with Abby.
Hello.
And I'm with Marius.
Hi.
Whoa, you look shocked. Yeah,
I think we always come in with like half the energy that you do. And so it's confusing when your energy is like smooth radio talking,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So we're still like radioactive. Like what it, you know, like our half-life, our energy half-life is like reflecting from whatever you came on with.
And so you have to go lower than me when okay. So whatever I am, you have to go lower.
I mean, I'm not sure, but like, that was fun. Okay. Mm. Anyway. All right. Cool.
Surprising.
Maybe I'm going to be the big voice today.
surprise
you're always the big voice.
Okay, but Owen's the one that goes hello and welcome to Coping in Copenhagen.
That is true.
It's Friday, which means you're listening to Coping in Copenhagen, the podcast that talks about life in Denmark, Scandinavia, Copenhagen and other things. But it's Friday, like I said before
today's Friday.
Say it one more
which
time.
Means it's Friday and it's the news. It's the news episode. We're going to talk about newsy stuff.
Yeah.
I feel lost now in energy. We're going to talk about the news.
Okay.
We're talking about the news today.
Mm-hmm.
And let's talk about the big news, the big Danish news.
The big Danish news. Well, Tuesday, this Tuesday, the Børsen.
Oh, that is what I thought
that
my
you
news.
About something else?
I thought my news was the big news.
You can get to your news, the big news you have
we'll
in the
get to your news, Abby. Yeah, so Børsbygning sadly caught fire. Mm. And this is like our Notre Dame that mm-hmm. burned, because Børsen was, I think it's the second oldest, or like it's one of the oldest buildings sort of we have here in Denmark.
400 years old, I heard.
Mm. 400 years old, yeah. It was a beautiful example of Dutch Renaissance architecture, apparently. It was
apparently.
Do we know what happened? Do we know like what happened?
No, they don't know yet.
But something doesn't make 100% sense, is what they were saying.
Yeah, it's a fire expert. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm sure that's
just. I think that's the thing. Yeah, he came out and said he found it a little bit weird how quickly sort of the fire had caught on and really sort of started raging and sort of collapsed the spire and everything. And he, because I think the theory was that it was sort of a, because they've been undergoing renovations, and there was something about, I don't know how to translate this exactly, but something within a small space in a side of wall, that's where he thinks there's been like some like embers, sort of.
Embers?
Embers?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah. Not embers.
Embers are gems, or people. Some small teenage popular girls.
Yeah. It wasn't
starting
her.
Fires.
Yeah.
I'm not blaming Amber for burning down Børsen. I want to make that perfectly clear. But there's some embers sort of just lying dormant kind of, and then the heat from that. He's
embers like a cigarette?
Like the like coal.
Back to the coals.
Back to the coals.
No, but yeah, like, I mean, because I imagined that it was like construction stuff. Like construction, because construction embers, sparks, sparks.
All right, we need to build a fire over here to take this wall down. Just start a fire here.
No, but
to
like
change
you know,
the window
when you like do stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it makes sparks.
Yeah, 100%. There's definitely a
you know, there's yeah, sparks. Absolutely. There's absolutely. Sparks. Listen, yeah, if there's somebody who knows sparks.
It's Abby Wama.
Me and Amber. And, okay, so we don't know yet, but it seems, he seems skeptical that it would just...
He's skeptical about when he thinks the fire started. Okay. He thinks it actually started like 24 hours
before
it really sort of caught
on. It was what, 7, 8 o'clock when it was actually noticed?
Yeah. And he said that the thing he found weird was there was apparently somebody working on the roof.
Yes, there was somebody, roof, yeah.
And they did not see smoke when the fire alarms started kicking off. And then it went very, very fast from like to the fire alarms caught it to the like, okay, like it's just a blaze now.
Did either of you see it?
I was at work, so the theater is very, very close by. And the funny thing was I had to be told by a person on the phone. I hadn't seen the smoke, apparently. Wow. And I biked into work. I don't know how I missed that. But yeah, then I went and had a little peek.
I came by at about 12 o'clock and it was still like flames licking the sky. It was still completely...
You mean at noon or...?
Yeah. Like I was 6 hours, 5, 6 hours after, or 4 or 5 hours after it had been noticed, it was still like completely ablaze. And that was like firefighters and everything still there.
I had a show down there at night and I was biking there and I'd already, that obviously, night, I knew afterward. It. Yeah, that okay. night. Yeah. And it was still like...
I had a show the night before and I threw a cigarette.
It was still like smoking and still getting watered, but also I felt really dizzy then when I got to the show and I was like, what's going on? I didn't think that at all.
It could have been one of those deep emotional reactions. You know when something traumatic happens and we have like a physical reaction because we can't deal with it. No. So you have a physical thing and you're like, "What? Why am I even feeling this?" It's like because you're emotionally scarred.
Because you have feelings. No, I know.
Because you have feelings.
I know about feelings. Yeah. I think, I'm pretty good at those. But so I got there and I was like, I went into the backstage, I was hosting this show, and I was like, whoa, like maybe it was the wind, I don't know what's going on. I didn't even really remember that there was a fire. And then my friend, who's a comic, he used to be a firefighter, and he's like, oh, it's probably the smoke. And I was like, what? I didn't even smell smoke, I didn't even feel smoke. And he's like, yeah, but it's there, and you probably feel weird because you just were biking in it. And I was like, why would you know that? And he told me he used to be a firefighter.
I'm an arsonist.
And I was like, that's crazy, though, because that really made me, like, if that's true, that's what that was from, because I did feel dizzy, like, a while then afterwards, like 20 minutes or something.
That feels like you should have been like in the middle of a smoke cloud.
Yeah.
And I wasn't like at all. And I just biked there and I was just like, wow, I wonder why I feel like this.
Maybe it's because biking, you inhaled.
Oh, yeah, you're breathing faster.
I wasn't biking faster. And I don't know, it seemed so weird, but it also just made me think like, that is crazy. Like how much, I don't even know if that's true about why I was feeling dizzy and stuff, but
You're calling bullshit on your firefighter friend?
I don't know. Well, actually, though, I felt fine the whole show then. Felt totally fine. The audience was good, though. I think that helped. And then when I biked home, felt totally fine then. But then when I got off my bike again, I was like seeing spot. Like, it was weird. I wasn't tired. I wasn't like out of breath. But anyway, I do kind of believe my firefighting friend that could have been a thing. But that's crazy because, like, I would have never even thought that. And how many things are we just breathing? How many things are we just breathing in all the time?
I tell you,
all
you know, what, you know what's sad? You know what's sad? I know it's incredibly sad losing that building, but it's sad that we forgot it was the Queen's birthday. It overshadowed the Queen's birthday. It was the same day as the Queen's birthday.
Do you think that's how she celebrated?
With a cigarette.
In Boston. Wow.
Is it that the Danish Stock Exchange was doing so bad that they have to...
It's a cover-up.
Yeah, it's an insurance fraud. They're in debt, so they have insurance fraud. It doesn't make up for it, but it's a step in the right direction. Denmark built the world's largest wind turbine.
Okay.
In Jutland. I mean, that's a step.
I'm not quite done, though.
Oh, sorry. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, no, I got more to say. This is a big deal. 400 years of architectural history.
So you had stars in your eyes and...
Stars in my... That's fine. That's done. But also, I always take the boat tours whenever somebody's visiting, or sometimes I just take them on my own. The boat tours, that they take an hour and they go through all the canals. Mm-hmm. And a highlight, big highlight of the boat tours is that part, is when you get to see Boston and the crocodile tails that were the spire.
Somebody said, I read in like an actual like American outlet or a British outlet, someone said dragon tails.
Yeah.
Is it dragon or crocodile?
Dragon.
They look like crocodiles or alligators.
Well, that's because you have imagination. Because
an alligator looks like a dragon.
Oh,
but, so were they? But they
came
were
first.
But were they dragons? They were dragons.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, but then also, they always say at that part that like that's the oldest thing, because all of the rest of the, and they show you what else has burned down, and you could go through this burn. And every time I'm going on this boat tour around Copenhagen, I always think like, people were crazy back then. There were all these fires. Like, good thing we don't live then when there were all these fires. Nothing ever burns down now.
Yeah, I tell you, huh?
And I think that looking at that tower all the time, because that tower was saved by fire, saved from fire at some point.
I don't know about you guys, but I'm still happy we have the fire brigade. I'm just saying they're still an important part of society. That's all I'm saying.
For sure, yeah.
We haven't gone past that yet.
Yeah. Listen, Owen doesn't mean to be controversial, but he's grateful for firefighters.
And the ambulance. And the ambulance. All right. Call me old fashioned. Okay. But yeah, also, Denmark built the world's largest wind turbine.
I'm not, we're not done.
Wind it back,
keep going,
baby.
Rewind, Selecta. I really like that a bunch of people from Nationalmuseum, which is very close by,
yeah.
They all realized, oh, but there's a bunch of arts and paintings and documents and stuff we don't want to lose.
Yeah.
So they just started helping, just running in and out of got like special permission from the firefighters to sort of go in and out.
There's a nice photo with them with a huge painting, which is about a meter high, which is, if you double that and then do it another 266 times, you'd be about the height of the world record wind turbine that was built the other day.
But wind it back.
266 meters.
But that is so
meters.
Crazy. Like, how often do you think, like, people working in a museum have the opportunity to become, firefight, like painting heroes? Like, it is.
Yeah. You run into that burning building and you save that painting.
That is so cute. Yeah. Like, you're really right. And
I imagine they have small white gloves on.
Yeah.
Oh my
They're
God.
Just running in, like,
It's only 44 meters lower than the Eiffel Tower. That's a wind turbine, guys.
Jesus.
Wind it back. And then the other thing, though, like that, but imagine you work in the museum. You hear that the old building is on fire. You're like, we have to go in and rescue a painting.
Yep.
Then you go and rescue the painting and you die in a fire. Jeez. And your kids have to just like live the rest of their life being like, my dad died in a fire. And people are like, oh my God, was your dad a firefighter? Oh my God. No, my dad was a fucking nerd. My dad was a historical painting buff. Oh my God. Wow. I'm really glad. But nobody died in this fire, right?
Nope.
Everybody. That's why we can still talk about sad things in Denmark this.
But you know what the true tragedy is around this?
Well,
is that it's actually really sad that the statue out in front, the new statue, didn't burn.
Is that really a sad statue?
What if you were to put 15 megawatts of electricity through the statue? Do you think it would melt? Because that's how much power this one turbine will make.
Can we let him have it this time? Let's let him have it. That was really good.
Piece by piece, I've set the whole fucking story. In other news,
Can you tell the whole wind turbine thing in one?
A new wind turbine was built in Jutland. It's 266 meters tall. It's the biggest ever, and it's going to have 15 megawatts of power.
And no one complained.
No churches were involved. If you want to know what we're talking about, go listen to other episodes. Crown.
Royal Crown.
The one Frederick is going to have on his
head. Which is, I found very confusing.
Wait, what? I don't know what this is. Is he getting a new crown?
Royal Crown, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Royal Crown.
It's a company.
Yeah, it's
a chicken.
It's
a chicken company? Pork. Oh, the chickens that are pigs.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, you know,
Turbo Chicken Pig.
Royal Crown used to be out in the countryside of Denmark. Mm. But then one farmer decided to take one pig into the city.
I trust her this time.
You trust her
this time? I think this might be a real story. Let's just see where she goes with this. Hold on. Yeah, keep going.
Okay, and then...
Don't play with my feelings here.
And then that pig, actually, yeah. That pig was named Babe.
No!
No!
Abby!
How could you?
You play with my emotions. Yes.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
World Crown, Danish pork company, really abruptly yesterday announced that they were closing a abattoir in Ringsted, which is central.
What, an abattoir? Is that a real word?
Slaughterhouse, yeah.
Slaughterhouse.
Yeah. That's what that means?
Yeah.
Abattoir?
Yeah.
Are you for real?
Yeah.
But that's such a sexy word. Abattoir. Well,
it can be a sexy thing. I mean.
Abattoir? Are you for real? Oh my God.
I don't know if it's a sexy word. That's, I feel like it's a.
To the known, to the initiated, it's not a sexy word.
No. Okay. But I do agree. I it's not. I don't see.
This isn't the story,
I don't
by
see
the way.
Slaughterhouse when I hear abattoir.
It's like. Boudoir, I think, yeah, it sounds like that. But also, it's the name
to you, sir.
It's the name of a club in Edinburgh, like a
that totally makes
club,
sense.
Abattoir, yeah. And I thought it was just like I was like, oh, it's
and
like
then
a-
there's this cool thing with fake meat all over the road, and there's this guy covered in blood, fake blood. That's an actual slaughterhouse, Abby.
Oh my god.
Yeah, no. So anyway, they close an abattoir in Ringsted.
This is rocking me. Mm. Oh my god.
We can talk about the etymology of the word later on if you want. But big news is that they closed it, laying off 1,200 people.
Hold up.
Pretty much. It was the main private source of employment in Ringsted, and they kind of just quickly told the mayor and then quickly announced it, and then they've told the workers that you can have a day off paid to deal with this, but in 6 months, September or something, they're going to officially close.
Okay.
Yeah. That's it. And they're like, that's it.
What about the pigs? Have they told the pigs?
Yeah, they're just opening the pens.
This is
run free. Run free! No.
But is it good? Does that mean there's less? I mean, obviously it's not good for the people who are employed, but is it good for is pig consumption down?
This is the weird thing, right? This way, according to the group, the decision will be, will free up approximately a quarter of a billion kroner to find investments for other investments in the next few years. It is due to consequence of the last 2 years of changes in the Danish production of fattening pigs. Vague.
Yeah, wow.
Danish production of fattening pigs.
This is direct translation from Danish, so it could mean something else in Danish. But so freeing up. But this is used for other investments in, is Danish pork going to start investing in green, plant-based
foods?
That
would be cool. That'd we be would great. Be into that. Yeah. Didn't the chicken people try to do that?
Well, they've just stopped doing the turbo chicken. Well, Aarhus, anyway. God bless Aarhus. I stand by it. I mean, if anyone's going to lead us the light into the future, it's Aarhus.
Scoping in Copenhagen and God bless Aarhus.
But it's very shocking. They were out of the blue. Quickly told the mayor and then quickly told everybody else that 1,200 people are losing their jobs.
And does it say anything why they're so fast or it was such a...
I don't know. They say there's going to be 300 more jobs created around the place, sort of Horsens, Henning, a couple of other places. But, I mean, that's still less than half of what is being...
Yeah, what was it, 1,200 in total?
Yeah. So that was a bit of a shocker. But you know what else pork can be used for? Burgers.
Is it my turn?
That's your turn, Abby.
Oh, great. Okay, all right. I was going to do my own meat segue, but whatever.
Let's go back. Let's go back.
All right, go ahead.
And that's less than half of the jobs that will be lost.
Okay, interesting. Thank you for that article.
You know, I have something to say.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, let's try that again.
Once.
Yeah. You got. If it's a segue, you got to be smooth.
I got to come strong. Okay.
All right. Back to one.
Yeah.
And that's less than half than the jobs that will be lost.
Hold up, there's been...
Yeah, someone who's keeping their job is a farmer in the countryside who's going to move to the city with his one pig.
You're not getting me again, Wanda. You're not getting me again.
And they're going to make a new factory called Bacon.
Microphone off.
Bacon,
microphone
bacon
off.
Not happening. Bacon in the city. Okay, all right.
Give her an inch, she takes a mile.
Yeah, fool me once. Shame on
Abby.
And that farmer's name is Mick Jagger.
That was the bumpiest, that was the most off-road segue.
Mick Jagger of the Rolling Stones is embroiled, get it, broiled.
Yeah.
In a dispute with Burger Company. That was why broil was funny. Jagger.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I mean, actually, it was really good, but you guys needed me to lay it all out there for you. Mm-hmm.
Wait, is Jagger a Danish?
Jagger is a Danish burger chain.
Oh, I've just realized why. Okay, I didn't.
The broil part?
No.
You got it? Oh, Jagger.
Jagger.
Yeah.
Keep going.
All right. Listen, there's been a lot of criticism on me and my segues and my ability to make connections. Okay, so Jagger is the name of the burger chain, but in Danish you would say
Jager.
Which, isn't it Hunter in German? Different word.
So Hunter is Jager in Danish. Jagger.
Same.
Jagger. But also...
Okay, different Jager, word.
There's an E and not an A.
To be fair, Mick Jagger in Danish is also Mick Jager.
Mick Jager.
Mick Jager.
Mick Jager.
Anyway, they're in a fight because apparently Mick Jagger doesn't think any part of his name should be used for a burger chain.
And we all know Mick needs some more money. No one should be making money off the Mick Jagger legacy.
I feel like it's really...
There's a lot of people with his name.
Yeah.
He's not been keeping it in his pants.
And he's not in Denmark.
I wonder if they've used anything like that. Because I would have never made the connection, actually. I don't see that and think Mick Jagger.
What? But can you trademark your surname?
That's a very interesting question.
Okay, it says a lawyer patenting and specializing patents weighs in that the dispute may end badly for the burger chain. So maybe it's... I don't know.
They have a lot of places around.
So they've been fighting, according to EU case documents, the burger chain has been striving for 7 years for the right to operate under the name.
Wow, and they Jagger. Still went ahead with all those, because they've got a bunch of places around Denmark.
Tons of them. Denmark. They do a pretty good Caesar salad, guys. I'll
I hear
the
chicken burger's all right. Huh. I haven't tried it.
Well, it's a decent burger, I think.
Yeah. Can they change the J to G? Does it start...
Gager?
That's Gager burger? Name for that's a burger a chain.
Gager burger.
Bagger.
Yeah, Jaeger says yum.
Bagger burger.
Bagger burger?
If
Bagger
he burger. Loses, will Mick Jagger have to change his name?
To Burger.
Ooh.
To Mick Burger.
I heard that Mick Jagger, if he loses, is going to change his name to Babe Pig in the City.
Burger.
Wouldn't that be great? That'd be a cool thing to do in your 70s.
I would say it's fair enough to start suing a burger company in Denmark if they're called the Rolling Stones Burger.
Yeah.
That would be fair enough. But that's curious about the surname thing.
And what about like that song? Like,
but how could
like
the magazine
Jagger?
Be called the Rolling Stones?
The Rolling Stone? Wasn't it?
The Rolling Stone.
Or is it the Rolling Stone magazine.
Yeah.
Is it owned by the Rolling Stones?
No,
I don't know. Hey, listen. There's a really good article in the Copenhagen Post.
Actually, before you talk about that, my mom's coming to Denmark next week, right? And I have no idea what I want to show her. What are you laughing? What's that? What?
Well, it's because I wrote an article in the Copenhagen Post this week, Owen. It's called "The Your Mom Is Visiting Tour of Denmark," and I gotta say, my mom loved it. My mom loved this article. It's pretty funny and loosely based on my mother, to be honest.
That's nice.
Yeah. So anyway, you can check it out and it tells you exactly what you should do if your mom visits Copenhagen.
Aww.
Yeah.
Does it work for dads also? Or is it?
Not, I mean, it's absolutely not.
Okay.
Exactly specific about your mom.
Okay.
Everybody's one mom that is my mom.
Everybody's moms.
Yeah. We're all your moms.
So maybe.
Okay. Thank you so much to our patrons.
Yeah.
Who gives a little money and get private little format.
Wow. What?
I don't know.
What do they get? Abattoirs.
It's not what that word means.
Oh my God.
Nope.
Owen is ready to take you guys to the abattoir.
Yeah. Of exclusive content. Yeah, I think that's enough for this show. We'll see you on Monday for the chatty episode. Until then, stay
coping.
Oh, we gotta work on that.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.